Hello, hello, great people, and welcome to Let's Talk with Tijuana. I trust that you all have had a wonderful week. If you tuned into my last week's episode, I mentioned that I would be discussing the key components of a successful business plan. So I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen so that you can take some notes. All right, let's get started. When you're in business for yourself, it's easy to get so caught up in the doing part of your business that you completely overlook the planning part of your business. So you've heard the statement, I'm sure, working on your business is just as important as working in your business. Guess what? Business planning is the second most important thing you can do as a self-employed business owner. The first thing is having the right mindset. Effective planning keeps your systems on track and it keeps the money coming in. So you have to have a plan in place. And as a business owner, it's imperative. It is so important that you give your business the time it deserves. After all, what you focus on expands. So when you focus on negativity, you get more negativity in your life. When you focus on gratitude, you get more things in your life to be grateful for. And the same is true for any business. When you want more money, more leads, or just a better business overall, focus on that and plan for it because you will have more money, more leads, and just a better business. You'll definitely have that. Remember I said having the right mindset was the number one thing. So here are a few suggestions that I'm going to give you surrounding your mindset. First, I want you to think of a negative thing in your life and or your business from the previous year that you would like to rid yourself of. It could be a bad habit. It could be a negative employee, an emotion, anything, anything. Write that negative thing on a piece of paper and ask God to take it away from you. And I want you to really take the time to commit to doing your best not to pick it back up, but to actually let it go. Say a prayer and imagine that that negative thing has disappeared from your life forever. Then I want you to focus on a positive attribute that you want to have more of in your life. Think of how your life will be if this was a reality. What will you be doing? How will you feel? After that, I want you to write down three actions you will take to make that attribute a reality in your life and or your business. The second thing I would like you to do, now this sounds a little weird, but I want you to write a prophecy letter to yourself. You may say, well, what's a prophecy letter? A prophecy letter is when you write yourself a letter as if it's 1 year from now. In this letter, you're going to describe everything that you would like to have seen in your life for the year of 2023. Every single thing. I want you to dream big and think about the future. What do you want to see in 2023 for your life? After you've written that letter, I want you to seal it up in an envelope and don't open it until next year. It sounds crazy, but I encourage you to try it. That is a prophecy letter. The very last step that you need to do as it relates to mindset is to think back on what you did in your particular business the previous year. Think back on your goals, your numbers. Did you meet those goals? Did you hit your numbers? You have to really think about that, okay? If you are new in this particular business, well, you don't have any numbers. You don't really have any goals. And that's great because you're actually starting from afresh. But if this is a repeat business for you, it's so important to know what you did the previous year so that you can build upon that for this upcoming 2023. This step is very, very important because if you want to grow, expand, or even duplicate your business, you need to know this information. You need to know it because those who fail to plan, plan to fail. Planning can be forgotten and overlooked. So please take this particular piece and know your numbers so that you can plan efficiently. Here are the key components that I have found to be very helpful when creating my yearly business plan, and it's geared around my mindset, my skills, and my systems. The very, very first thing that I do is I create my vision statement. I make it clear, I make it plain, and I make sure that I write it down. A vision statement outlines where you desire your business to go. It's just that simple. So you write out your vision statement and be very clear about it. The next thing you would want to do is to describe your actual business and describe it in detail. What is your business name? What is your actual business? Like, what services do you provide? What products do you sell? Why is this a good service or product? Why should people use you? And I want you to outline your skills, your absolute best attributes. You want to say why people should do business with you. What are your operational details? Is it an online business? Is it a physical location that you're going to be working out of? What are your hours of operation? What is it going to take for your business to be successful? Do you have any key players that you need to bring on your team? You know, or is this going to be a business that you operate on your own? How are you going to advertise and market yourself? How much money do you need? What type of higher education or classes do you need? You want to be real clear on all of that. And you want to write all of that down. The next piece of it is huge. This is actually the driving force of your business. And it is the systems that you create. Whatever systems that you are going to put in place that is going to allow you to make a consistent income, you need to document that, okay? Because you need consistent actions to make consistent income. And I'm going to say that once again. You need consistent actions to make a consistent income. And what I mean by that is you have to create a daily schedule. Because see, when you're self-employed, you don't have an employer that's holding you accountable for your daily actions. It's all you. Now, you can definitely have an accountability partner at some point, but you are still the one making it happen. You're still the one making the decisions. So it is key to have your systems in place. And so again, what you would want to do is to create a daily schedule. Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday, you outline exactly what it is that you need to do so that you can make consistent income. So what that means is that you will go into the office or wherever it is that you can get your work done. You take a moment to breathe and center yourself, have a clear mind, take a 10-15 minutes for a time of motivation. You know, it can be that you're listening to motivational speakers, you're praying, whatever it is that it takes for you to motivate yourself, center yourself in that mindset. Take another few minutes to visualize where you want your business to be. Like, where are you trying to end up? You want to have that visualization time. Then you want to go ahead and schedule your week day by day. And then the biggest thing to that is executing it. You have to execute what you have set out to do. That's how you have a successful business. Well, I trust that the information I provided around creating a business plan has been simplified and helpful. I can certainly say that it has greatly helped me within my business, so I certainly wanted to share the knowledge. I would so appreciate you liking, sharing, and commenting. Until we meet again, be blessed.